This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to get to. Coming up in a little bit, we will give our first thoughts on this matchup Sunday. 425, the San Francisco 49ers are coming in. Shanahan and Saleh and Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey against the Eagles, the 425.
And Bryce Huff.
I was waiting for you to say something. Yeah, Bryce Huff? This better not be the Bryce Huff revenge game. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
What do you mean, why I'm in trouble?
Because I know deep down, you're like...
No, I'm not.
I'm not saying you're rooting for him, but we would get the biggest I told you so done.
No.
Come on. Does anyone believe you... let's say next
Monday.
No, ain't
nobody gonna believe it.
And he makes a play on Sunday. You won't walk in here with an I told you so?
Oh, I'm not. I wouldn't do that.
Stop.
Especially if we took an L? No. No.
Well, you'd wait till Tuesday.
I'd just be like,
yeah, that's an I told you.
I'll make this face like,
We'll get to the 49ers matchup coming up here. We do have some Phillies news we want to hit later in the show. And a big announcement from Hugh Douglas about his future here at WIP coming up. So we'll get to all that. But it's a Monday after an Eagles game, and we got a big week ahead with a playoff game on Sunday. Let's talk to the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, how you doing?
Well, I could be doing better today, to be honest with you. I was really, really hoping that they would pull that thing out yesterday because I believe that home field advantage is very, very important. Now, they do have it for this coming week, which I think is great. I would have liked to have seen it insured for two games because in checking, I've noticed that the home teams win in the playoffs in recent years over 77% of the time.
Yeah, that is a big deal. And the Eagles yesterday, obviously, Merrill had a chance to get that number two seed with the Lions winning, but they didn't do it. All right, Merrill, let's unpack your thoughts as it went along. So we knew the plan for the week around midweek. Sirianni announced it. So there wasn't a surprise to us when the Eagles' backups went out there and played yesterday. Merrill, did you find yourself, as you were broadcasting the game, and obviously you had an eye on what was happening in Detroit, or excuse me, in Chicago with Detroit, did you find yourself second-guessing what the Eagles did and their approach to Week 18?
Well, I felt initially that they should be just going all out to win that game. But then as Nick explained it, he put a lot of things, a lot of thought into it, a lot of investigation, and he felt that it was better for the team to get the rest and have the guys who had any minor injuries healed and play it that way. And I think they still felt they had a good chance to win the game, which they did. They just didn't play well enough. And, you know, we talk a lot about Tanner McKee being a talented young quarterback, but basically he doesn't have a lot of experience, a lot of game experience. And I don't think we should have been expecting any great performances. I thought he did pretty well.
You know, Hugh thought the same thing. I mean, obviously his numbers weren't great. I thought the first couple drives he was good, especially when Devontae was in the game, Merrill. He threw the touchdown to Calcaterra. And then it seemed like the pressure got to him a little bit. I mean, it was a little bit difficult to evaluate what Tanner did because he's playing with all the backups, right? It's not like a normal game.
He is playing with the backups, yeah. And he himself has a lack of real game experience.
He does. Merrill with us here as we discuss the game yesterday and then look ahead to the playoffs. Merrill, if there's one thing from yesterday that my eye just keeps going back to in my mind is every time since he's gotten here, Tank Bigsby has run the football. I have been impressed. And Merrill, we all know Saquon is the guy here, but I would like to see Tank get a few more carries. I just think there's production there out of him, and we know the offense hasn't been great this year. What's your thought on Tank as we head to the postseason, and should he get a few more, you know, opportunities as we go into the biggest games?
Well, of course, you know, your bell cow back is Saquon Barkley. And if you get the kind of blocking that he needs, if he has the holes, if he has daylight, he's going to have big games. But Tank Bigsby is a great change of pace back, and he's explosive. He really hits the hole quickly, and he's got a combination of power and speed.
He does, and he looked really good yesterday. All right, Merrill, let's look ahead. The postseason starts on Saturday, and for the Eagles, we know it starts Sunday at 4:25. What's your first thought when you saw how it all played out? Obviously, the Rams won yesterday, so they move up to number 5. That puts the 49ers at number 6. They're our first opponent. What's your first thought on this game?
Well, I feel good about it. I watched the 49ers on Saturday night, and they look terrible. But they're not. I mean, look at their record. They've been a good team throughout the season, but their defense looked very, very weak. And I think the Eagles, I really am optimistic about the Eagles winning this first game, unless San Francisco gets guys back and they play a totally different game. But really, Seattle annihilated them.
They did. I mean, the game was within 10 points, but it felt like it was bigger than that. I mean, Seattle dominated that football game. Merrill, before we let you go, overall, big picture in the NFC, who do you view as the Eagles' biggest competition to get to the Super Bowl? I mean, we haven't spoken much about Seattle this year, but I'm very impressed when I watched them play. They took apart the Niners on Saturday.
And they did. They did. If you ask the biggest jump that they have to make, it would be Seattle, in Seattle. I mean, the Eagles have struggled there to begin with, and of course, they're the top seed. So it would all go through Seattle, through the Seahawks, and I think that's tough. But we'll see. You know, people tend to say, well, Sam Darnold will return to making the mistakes in the big games. You know, guys do grow, and they do get better over the years. And right now, he is playing at a very high level.
Yeah, and they have a great defense around them, and they run the football. They're a well-put-together football team. We shall see. Maybe we'll see them in a few weeks. Merrill, have a great week. We will talk to you Sunday for the pregame show, and let's go get a win and move on to the playoffs. Thank you, Merrill.
Okay, thank you, Joe. You have a great day.
Have a great day,
there
Merrill.
There he is, the voice of the Eagles. Merrill Reese there as he's talking about this game on Saturday. He sounds pretty confident. Yeah, I'll tell you, that game Saturday night, I know a lot of people took away that the Niners looked bad and they didn't look good. My takeaway was the Seahawks are really good. I mean,
they look better, right? Because it was a whole lot of talk before that game of Sam Darnold legacy. It was a whole lot of, like, when listening to them talk on television, that was the main topic. Mm. You know, and it's not like, you know, it's not a playoff game, but it had playoff feel. And they play well, man. I think for everybody's sanity, the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions. That's where it stops. Like, realistically, that's where it stops. Because the teams that we're potentially going to play, this is not going to be a cakewalk. You know, and I know everybody talking about, hey, we done this and did. Nah, bro. The way that these teams are looking at us, we're food. Because they're looking at us like we have not reached our potential. Mm. And if you're being realistic as an Eagles fan, we haven't. We're a good football team, no question. And this, if we go anywhere, everybody knows it's going to be on the back of this defense. But we have to do everything offensively that we can to help this defense out and not put them in a bad spot every week. That's going to be the biggest test that we're going to face throughout this playoff run. Is how much can we potentially help our defense out to keep, number one, keep them fresh and keep them locked in and don't put them in bad spots.
Well, I mean, think about some of the games they've lost this year. It's because the offense has hung the defense out to dry. I mean, it happened in Dallas. It happened with the Broncos. It happened. It almost happened in Buffalo, where we just couldn't move the ball the entire second half, and the defense, you know, gave out at the end. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Did the Eagles make a mistake yesterday in not playing their starters? They dropped to the number three seed. Let's talk to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle?
What's Tyler, up, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Gents, I agree with you both on this topic this morning. Got to go to the game yesterday with three good friends of mine. Had a great time, other than the outcome. Here's my whole thing. The Eagles' sense of urgency in getting the two seed is probably what concerned me the most, because Hugh, you've been beating the drum about 21 points. It seems like since the end of November. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing is, in order for this team to get back to the Super Bowl and to make a playoff run, they can't be leaving points on the field. I mean, they had golden opportunities yesterday to get 3 points, and they didn't take the points when Josh Johnson is the quarterback on the opposing side of the ball.
Man, he didn't play about half the teams in the NFL, dog.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Yeah. So somebody said on the morning show this morning, Josh Johnson had won one game. He doubled his winning percentage in the win column yesterday. So the fact is that you had a golden opportunity. All of us in our section yesterday were excited because they cut to Ashlyn Sullivan's voice doing the plays from other games in between breaks. And everybody was buzzing because the Lions were taking care of the Bears.
Yep.
The Bears looked lethargic and then made it a game, and then Detroit still won. Everything broke the Eagles' way. And the point is that I'm not upset from the standpoint that the Packers now got to play the Bears, because that's a divisional game.
Mm-hmm.
We know how that is, playing a team three times in a season. They know each other. They can get up for that game. I think the problem that a lot of fans have, and I have it barring the outcome of Saturday's games, because we'll know what happens before we play on Sunday. But the problem is that the Eagles had a chance, no matter what, to control their destiny for the two seed because of what had happened. We know how this fan base is about playing home games in January in front of this fan base. They appreciate backing the Eagles because other teams sense that they're on them, that our fan base is on their backs, because of how passionate we are about the Eagles. So I think that's where the frustration comes in, because with how efficient Tank Bigsby was running the football, how do you not give it to him?
I know. Tyler, it blew me away.
Yards,
it blew me away. I mean, he was the best off. I mean, obviously, Devontae was out after three catches, right? So when Devontae walked off the field, the best player they had yesterday on the offensive side by far was Tank Bigsby. And instead of handing him the ball more, they kept throwing it behind a makeshift offensive line and receivers that are clearly all backups. It didn't make any sense.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It is about playing to your strengths. We love running the football, but we also love Hugh. Before y'all went on break, we had this conversation. It's why I spazzed out so much after the Chargers game. Because if you leave points on the board, that comes back to bite you at the end of the game. And I'm not going to yell and scream and all because they're the 3 seed. They're still in a great position to go on a run. Joe, I got your email. But the point is that in order for this Eagles team to go to where they want to go, it's limiting the mistakes and it's making sure that they don't get in their own way. What's going to affect the Eagles the most going into this postseason is them getting out of their own way and not making the boneheaded mental mistakes in order to win a football game.
Well, if they go out early, Tyler,
I'll talk to you all
we
later.
Appreciate you, buddy. If they go out early, it's because of them. I mean, it's their own fault. I mean, offensively, like when you look at the game this coming Sunday, Hugh, against the Niners, the Eagles are favored. They're better. I think most people are going to expect them to win. If the Eagles play good football, I think they're going to beat the 49ers. But how often have they played consistently good football for 4 quarters? I mean, not super often. That's why it's probably going to end up being a tight game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's been a minute. And we already saw how inept the offense has been. Hopefully, it's not like that next weekend. But in the second half, offense is lacking.
It's a nice word. Lacking.
Yeah, lacking.
Lacking.
Lacking. I'm trying to be nice, man. Yeah. I'm not trying to. You know,
on a Monday.
Super petty.
Yeah, but they lost yesterday.
So getting ready. But see, it's a new season. So it's a new season. Hope springs eternal. So we're trying to be as positive and not recklessly speculate.
You already did at 10:30.
Well,
you recklessly speculated.
I recklessly vaguely.
No,
I was speculating.
Anyone with half a brain cell could understand what you were saying.
It was vague though. I think I was pretty vague. I did a good job of being vague.
Do you think it was vague, Kyle?
No. I was a little disrespectful to the audience.
I was a little vague.
You thought our brilliant listeners would not pick up on
man,
that?
Man, I was vague. I was so vague.
You were not.
Not that vague.
I was vague.
Everyone knew exactly what you were saying.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I was vague. I was pretty vague.
No one believes
Yeah, you know what? Sure, bud.
Whatever I say.
If you say so. Let's go to Joe in Bucks County. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Joe. What's up?
I was so disappointed this past weekend. One, I would like to have seen the starters go for the first half. I would like to have seen that. Get them out. Get a lead. But the second point is, I'm so disappointed in them not using Tank more often. We're the only team, and I brought this up about 2 weeks to you guys, I called in. Of all the playoff teams, we are the only team that uses one running back. The only. Every other team has two, maybe three running backs that come in. Now, hey, you as a defensive player, let me ask you something. Does it make it more challenging when you have two good running backs to set your game plan against them in the upcoming week?
Yes.
So why don't we do that? Why is that a strategy? Even if we don't use them, somehow we got to show that we're going to use them. Let them plan for them. Let them waste time. And then I don't know. This coaching staff just blows my mind. I'm just so.
They plan for Tank. They just don't see him as much. It's one of those things. Like, you know, he's the backup running back. You know that. You know he's the guy that they're probably going to go to. You know all of that. It's just that he doesn't get the ball frequently. I think that's the biggest thing.
But he should get it more.
He doesn't get it free.
He should get it more.
What's interesting to me is when I watched this game, he had, 106 total yards, like 75 rushing,
yes. Yep.
31. He's good on the pass, too, by the way. When we played Commodores last time, Barkley had, 175? He had a good game running the ball, but no passing yards. And he was with the first team offense. He did this with the second, third stringers. Bixby.
Yeah, there is real explosion there. I mean, Joe, when he had the run to the right side where he stiff-armed the guy with his left arm, I'm like, that... He's running like a guy that's...
I liked him in pass protection.
If they don't give him the ball a handful of times on Sunday against the Niners, it's crazy.
It just shows me that this staff really doesn't know their assets and how to actually use them all. That's what it shows me anyway. Anyway, guys, hey, listen, thanks for taking my call, and let's go Birds.
Come on, Joe, man. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think in the spin to this coming week, that's the biggest thing from yesterday. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Give him the football a little bit and let him... He's probably going to make a play or two. He's done it all year. Every time he gets the football, he runs for 6 or 7 yards. The whole year. You good over there?
No, I'm just thinking about what you said. I was thinking,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out why is it the way that, why do they do certain things that they do? As far as, well, you know, the vaguely speculating about, you know, whomever. That it makes no sense. Nothing, everything feels disjointed. There's nothing that complements anything that we do offensively. And that, to me... That's football one-on-one, especially when you're trying to establish certain things that you want teams to bite on.
Yeah.
Like the play action, you know, freezing linebackers, things of that nature. We don't really do a whole lot of that. You know, we go empty backfield with a makeshift offensive line and say, hey, Tanner, do your thing.
Well, the weird part is we do good things offensively in fits and spurts, right? It's like a quarter here, a drive here. I mean, there have been, I don't know, like 6 or 7 quarters, 7 to 12 drives this year. I'm like, that looked good, right? I think Petullo's actually good.
But it's been sporadic.
Yes, and then it goes away for full halves at a time. Now, to be fair, yesterday is tough to really take a full read on. Their backups are all out there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how much of it is all the coach's fault versus just not very good players? I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer. But that's why I think we all looked at it like, why don't you just simplify it and run the football and get the hell out of here with a win? That was working.
The one thing that I look at is complementary plays.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? Like certain sets and formations that you disguise from the defense because they look like certain other formations and stuff.
Well, that's what Shanahan does so well.
Yeah,
and
it's like you're going into a game, and as a defender – say if it's 3rd and 6, whatever, 3rd and 5, whatever. In my mind, that's an either or down.
Right.
Now, normally you would think, okay, that's a passing down, 3rd and 5. But you're in that sweet spot where if you see, say if it's 10 backs, if one of the backs is offset, as a defender, you have to slow play that a little bit because he could easily sit back there, hold the ball and hand it off for a draw, trying to get everybody to come up the field. And we don't do any of that. We don't, like, it was who I saw somebody yesterday. I was watching and they ran a screen play. And it was a thing of beauty because they got the whole defensive line to come up the field. The
Steelers did a bunch of that last night.
And I think it was it was somebody. I can't remember who it was. But it was a thing of beauty. And the quarterback threw it at the absolute last minute. And I was yelling at the TV like, dawg, you didn't see the screen? No, it was the game. It was the Saturday game. It was one of the Saturday. But anyway,
my point
is this. You do stuff like that to try to help, number one, your offensive line out and your quarterback. You slow the game down. We don't do anything to slow the game down. We go out there and we run plays and people tee off on us.
Well, the weird part about all you're saying is this week, this game, our offense should be the side of the ball that has the advantage. I mean – we all trust Vic Fangio, right? And the Eagles' defense is awesome. But we're also going up against Kyle Shanahan and Purdy and McCaffrey. Like, that feels like an even matchup. The Eagles' defense might win most of the snaps. But the spot in the game Sunday that we should have the advantage is our offense against their banged-up defense.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Are we going to score points?
I feel like that...
You didn't say yes.
I want to see...
You didn't say yes.
I want to see how, and this is going to be interesting, how they attack the perimeter of our defense. We haven't, to me, and I know it sounds hypocritical as a guy who, and every time I say it, I laugh because as a pass rusher, I'm pointing out the run play.
You have some nerve.
I have such a nerve.
This guy's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. You on your little high horse with your old ass out here trying to critique these young Thundercats. But they have given up a lot. To me, they haven't protected the edge as well. And I would think that if I'm Coach Shanahan – with my offense like it is, I would probably attack the perimeter of this defense.
Yeah, they might. I mean, they
because you're not going to – listen, you ain't – with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, you ain't about to hit them. You ain't about to hit them in the middle. You ain't about to do that. But I would definitely try to take advantage of Jalen Phillips' aggressiveness. I'll take advantage of that. And I would probably try to, you know, Jalen. Jalen's having a hell of a year, too, by the way.
He's awesome. I mean, he's gotten so much better than I thought he'd be before the season started. I think he's been the most consistent edge the whole year. Let's grab Mickey in Virginia. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Mickey. What's up?
Just a little sour, but you're right. I mean, in the long run, I do think that resting our starters was the right move, but it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Right.
We had it all in front of us, and should we have won that game, even resting our starters? I believe so, but it's just the Doofus Brothers Incorporated getting in the way. But, man, I don't know even about San Fran, dude. I just got this ugly feeling on Monday, man. I don't know how to shake it.
Well, Mickey, it's tough to shake on a Monday when the 2 seed was right there and they blew the game yesterday in a game that was winnable. And Mickey, we appreciate it. I looked it up because someone brought it up. I guess the caller brought it up because it was mentioned in the morning show. It is accurate. You know Josh Johnson, who's been in the NFL since 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know he's been almost always a backup, right? So he doesn't get to start very often. But he's been in the NFL since 2009. Yesterday was his second win ever. He had won one football game as a starter in 17 years. And he won yesterday. So should the Eagles have won that game even though they put their backups? Yes! They faced Josh Johnson.
They
17
had
years, one win.
We're sitting in the
17.
We're sitting in the press box, right? And you know, we're watching the live feed of the game. So they pulled up a list of all the teams
that he played for.
I was like, good Google.
The San Diego Fleet of the Alliance of American Football? The Los Angeles Wildcats of the XFL?
No. I was looking, I'm like, what the hell is this? Whose resume is this?
Josh's.
I mean, he's had a blessed career.
Sure, yeah.
In the sense that he's played a long time and he's been able to play for a lot of different teams. I could just imagine what his helmet room looked like.
A lot of helmets.
There were some teams that he was on 2 teams in 1 year. I think at one point he was on 3 teams in 1 year or something like that.
It would not surprise me.
But the bottom line is this. You're like, damn, that cat's been all over the place. Yeah. But has had a pretty impressive career as far as the backup quarterback is concerned. Yeah. 17 seasons. It's a long-ass time.
Yeah, shouldn't have lost to him, though, yesterday. That's a joke.
No, he definitely shouldn't be.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles blew it by not going for the 2 seed yesterday? Back to all your phone calls coming up. Your reaction to the loss and how they played it. Everything about Sirianni, Petullo, McKee. Plus, let's give our initial thoughts. Our first take on the Eagles-Niners matchup Sunday at 425. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, Visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.